This is Seeking the Calm with Shane Dennis. So there's a trend going around. Good vibes only. And when I first heard this term, you know, I thought it was a positive term. I was like, okay, cool. We're, you know, spreading good vibes. We're spreading positivity. This is good. You know, it's better than spreading negative energy and negative vibes. But over time, I started to realize how toxic that way of thinking actually is. And I've had experience with people who promote this lifestyle, who just try to constantly fill themselves with love and project love and never talk about the negative sides and just avoid the negative sides altogether and ignore, avoid the negative sides and avoid negative people altogether. And what I'm realizing is that there's no growth in that. Feeling your negative emotions lets you know that you're human and that you have issues to resolve. If you're just like this person that's floating around, that's just like, oh, I'm so happy, I'm so this, I'm so that, it's like that gives other people, you know, expectations that they're just going to feel happiness, and that's not the case. In life, we constantly come to these, you know, forks in the road or these walls that are put up in front of us, and we have to overcome them. You don't just snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're happy. You don't just change your vibe just like that. It doesn't happen like that. And the people promoting this lifestyle are promoting an unrealistic lifestyle. And one example, I talked about this in another podcast. I was a guest on a podcast, but I could talk about it. It's basically this couple who are pretty popular on the internet, and they just put up this like good vibes only stuff, and they just look like they're the happiest go lucky couple in the world. That it's just like, ugh. And he had said something on one of his posts. He said, look, if you're out at the grocery store and you see this really fit couple who's like really good vibes, who just look really healthy, and you walk up to them and you're like, hey, you know, what's your workout regimen? What do you eat? What do you do for exercise? Blah, blah, blah. Are you going to listen to those people? Or are you going to listen to the guy with the training, you know, license, who's sitting there with a bad mood, who's all miserable, blah, blah, blah? It's like, who are you going to listen? Who are you going to go to health advice for? And That is shaming people and their negative emotions. Okay, like, let's break it down. The guy at the gym who's in a bad mood, what happened? You know, maybe his kid just got hit by a car. You know, maybe he was just diagnosed with cancer. Like, the thought that we should just, we're only going to learn things from these happy people, no, that is not true whatsoever. And the idea that we're only going to learn things from like professors or teachers and stuff like that is absolutely insane. You learn things from everything. I've learned more about life through my animals than I have through humans. Like, we learn things from children. We don't just go after the high vibe people. And to me, shaming those people and saying, ooh, they're toxic, avoid them, you're avoiding life lessons. Because every single thing that you encounter in your life happens for a reason. Every single person. And you see this with people in relationships. When they get out of a relationship, they hop into another one after the other. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, they're still repeating the same patterns over and over again. You don't just automatically just awareness is there. And it's you don't notice things until they happen over time. And not feeling those negative emotions, you're not growing, you're not what's the word I'm looking for? You're not resolving anything. You're just basically just like brushing it off and just, letting it go. And, letting things go is also positive, but when you're trying to grow as a human, as an individual, like everything is important. You should treat every single emotion with the same respect, not just your happiness is your most important, your negative is just you're only getting 25%. No, every single thing that you encounter needs to be treated with the same respect because stuff just keeps piling up over time. You don't realize it. You could be this happy-go-lucky person, and have this amazing relationship with this person, and then you have, something happens in your life. God forbid, one of you passes, or you have a miscarriage or something. Something, life. Life will just happen, and the key is to be able to keep moving forward. And when you're not learning anything along the way, you're just like, oh, that was toxic. Let me brush that out of my life. Good vibes only. You're not learning anything. So when these things happen, you get hit with like you're just standing there. You're like, well, you don't know what to do. You're like paralyzed almost. And I've used this example so many times. This example actually, I lost a friend using this term before. And it's my monk theory, and it's if you were to walk up to a monk and tell him that his best friend had just passed, there would be sadness, of course. But the monk, the very next day, will get up and he will continue his practice and he will continue to go on. There won't just be a standstill. And that's from practicing over the years and, staying focused and aware and, mindfulness. But when you're 22 years old and, nothing crazy has really happened to you, and your friend who you just grew up with just overdosed, it's like, okay. I wasn't prepared for this. I was taught good vibes only my whole life. What it's having those expectations in life is just setting you up for sadness and depression. Because life is not all sunshine and rainbows. We are going to be knocked down. We're going to get back up. We're going to be knocked down again. And we need to help each other. And that's including the ones with the negative vibes too. Because you can't raise the vibration of the planet with just a small portion of the population. And, ooh, I wanted to talk about I'm shifting right now. But yeah, you have to feel your negative emotions. You can't just ignore everything because that is just an accident. You're a pot of boiling water with the lid on, and it's gonna shoot off one day. You need to go through every emotion and all that. Ooh, but I want to talk about social media and the addictions. Social media is real. The dopamine hits that you are experiencing are altering the chemistry in your body. And I know this because I didn't have social media for 30 years of my life. I just started social media 2 years ago. So I see the negative effects that social media brings. I started growing my account in, I want to say, November of 2019. And I was very focused on it. I would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I would post. I would write my captions the night before. I would have everything laid out. I would have all my hashtags ready, like everything. And I saw serious growth in a year. I hit like 15,000 followers on Instagram and on TikTok within like 6 months. I hit 150,000 followers, and then I haven't grown since then. I actually just deleted my TikTok, which is kind of crazy to some people. You just deleted 160,000 followers. But to me, it was about taking back something. And it's only been gone for a few days, and I already see the positive effects that it has. I'm not reaching for my phone every 5 seconds. I'm not looking at negative comments all day, every day. I'm not, getting death threats on that platform. There's a lot. And the fact that people say, "Ooh, I'm taking a break from social media," should be the red flag. And it's funny, when I announced that I deleted my 160,000 followers, the narcissist came out. And these are people who had had a bigger following than me, and then I passed them, and they're happy now that I deleted my TikTok, because now they're ahead of me in the social media world again. And not one single friend reached out, or one friend asked if I was okay, my friend Jessa, because she knows me very well. But not one single friend reached out and said, "Dude, you all right?" Because they're happy. They're happy that their status is higher than me. It's such a toxic. It's seriously. And I noticed that my first year of traveling, meeting people, you'll meet somebody who has a pretty decent sized following, and they'll be your friend off the bat. And then if they see your following is smaller than theirs, they won't give you the time of day. I see it with girls and photographers in social media. Girls just flip. Like, if you have a blue check mark next to you, yeah. Every single chick that travels is going to be hitting you up, and like, you guys post each other. So it's, I get it, the networking part about it, but it is super, super toxic to put status on a number. It feels like high school again. And I was kind of the kid in high school who was kind of friends with everybody. I never really ran with like one pack. And I just, there was no fucks given for me. And I hate following people. And so this is one of, something I just want to bring to people's attention, because they could be getting into this lifestyle and following this crap that, they don't even know that they're getting into, and they don't know what they're getting into. Okay, I'll use this one girl for example. She had like two or three viral videos and blew up. And then I saw a company was reaching out to her. And this is a company that literally, if you hit like 10,000 followers, they just hit you up to give you free product. And when a company gives you free product, okay, like right now, this is the hot season for getting free stuff, the end of the year. Why? Because companies have to get rid of old inventory. Okay. So all these Jackeries and crap that people are getting for free because they have like 6 or 7,000 followers, this is literally old stuff that would had to get thrown out. And what they do is they use it as leverage for advertisement. So now you're pushing their product for them, and all they had to do was just send you this thing for free. It is helping you out as well, like if you need a power source and stuff like that. But you're not. You're actually working for them, and you don't even know it. And I I had said to the girl, I was like, "Oh, they got you, huh?" Because they've been sending me messages like crazy, and all my friends are like advertising them and stuff. She's like, "I got them." And no. Honey, honey, please. No, you didn't. You didn't get them. They got you. I'm sorry. But that's the name of the game, because if you didn't say yes, they just would have moved on to the next one. Like, so people need to realize their value and their worth. And if a company just reaches out to you, like, don't just promote it just because you're getting free stuff. Promote things that give back. You know, they give, ooh, 50% of their profits to, you know, to cleaning up the ocean. The watch company that I advertised for is made of 100% ocean plastics. That's the only reason why I said yes. You can send me a free watch and I'll post for you. Like, if you're going to do that to better your career in social media, make sure you're going after and you're choosing the companies that are good for the future, that aren't just, oh, the Jackery 5000 or the power plug-in thing that's going to get thrown in a landfill in a few years. It's like, put your energy into things that are good for the collective, not just for you in that moment for growing your account. Look, oh, look, companies are reaching out to me to work for me. I'm important. And people put it like, I'm guilty of it too. People putting their TikTok following in their bio and stuff like that. Like, we're literally defining ourselves from a number. And I thought that I was on Gutted, the TV show Gutted, and I thought that my 160,000 followers had got me on that show. They didn't even know about my TikTok. They found me through Instagram. Like, we have these thoughts, and we don't need it. You don't need it to advance your career at all. Now, if you're targeting like YouTube and stuff like that, yeah, of course, but that's a whole nother can of worms to get into. And I see people grow to a certain point and then they hit a standstill and they don't get any views and they're not making nearly as much money as they were making. It's like, that's what was happening with me with TikTok. And that was one of the reasons why I want to delete it. It's like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're at a standstill, you break up and you move on with your life. You don't stay with that person if it's ultimately bad for you and bad for them. You move on. So just focusing on one platform and putting all of your eggs into one basket, I promise you, you're setting yourself up. This is a recipe for disaster. Move on to the next one. My next project is, excuse me, my next project is YouTube. I don't know what type of channel I'm going to do yet, because I would rather do like a vlogging type channel. Because we get, you know, I see these young creators and they're doing these cool vlogs of them living in their van, pouring, you know, their coffee in the morning, eating food, going out for a hike and this and that. But like, okay, in 2 years from now, are you going to be doing the same thing? Are you still going to be living in a van? Are you still going to be, you know, like my friend Jared, he's moved on to doing product reviews. So he's not just doing van tours anymore. He's doing product reviews for products that go into van builds and off-road things. Like, he's expanding into other territories. I'm going to start expanding into school buses and then tiny homes. Don't just throw all your eggs into one basket. Don't just focus on Instagram. Because what if it gets hacked? Like, what if my friend or Schooliana, I haven't met him yet, but his account got hacked and got fucking deleted. Like, the way he handled it though, and the way he bounced back from it was, you know, awesome. But it's like, what if all of his eggs were in that one basket? And what if he just, you know, that could have just broke him? He didn't let it though, but See, that's my point. It's like people are afraid of losing their accounts. But to me, what's scarier is putting all your eggs in and all of your trust into that one basket. It's like people with pensions and stuff. You're really relying on other people and other things to make your life happen when you should just, make your own life happen. But just be careful with social media. It alters your perception. I saw one girl that I know. She's building on a school bus, and she was writing about the struggles of the build out. And the bus, I guess, can't handle low temperatures and stuff like yada, yada, yada. But I just started kind of laughing a little bit because I was like, you haven't even gotten on the road yet. These are issues, of course. But this is literally just a stepping stone to get onto the road. And then the road is where the real issues arise, not just mechanically. She was like, I can see it though. I can see the end. We've put so much, we've sacrificed so much. I can see myself cooking meals with these amazing views and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's just living in a fantasy world and thinking that once you get out there and once you get out into the world and you're living in a school bus and you're parked in like the Alabama Hills, all of a sudden this is it. This is the life. This is happiness. No, that's setting yourself up for a disaster too. It's exactly what I did. We all just need to stop comparing ourselves to other people, stop seeing what other people are doing, really focus on ourselves in the now. And when you're truly doing something that you love, do you really need, like, if your first thoughts are to grab your phone to share it with other people, is like, is that really, passion? Or is that just for followers, for people to see, for attention? Because you see so many van lifers. They come out, they live in a van for like 6 months, 9 months, and then all they talk about for the next year is how they lived in a van for a year or close to a year and traveled. And then that's it. And then it just. So it's like. Really know if this is for you. Think that's it. I think I'm going to end it on that. Oh, I was going to talk about detachment and the root of all suffering is attachment, the Buddha. And, maybe I'll save that for the next one. But I've been working on detaching myself from desires and from certain things. And it's been a journey. Like the deleting of my TikTok. It's wild. I mean, to me it is. But I'm excited for, what's to come. Like I only just started TikTok last year. Something new could come out, or maybe, this YouTube thing could take off for me. But we'll see. I'm not banking on anything. I'm not living in the future and my hopes putting them in the future. I'm literally just living in the now, focusing on myself, focusing on my breath, what I'm doing, and just trying to be that guiding light, I guess. Yep, that's it. Yeah, we're gonna end it on that. Thank you so much for listening. I was on the podcast Why I Suck at Dating, and I will be, yeah, right? Perfect for that podcast. But I'll be promoting that episode when she releases it. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.